tombstones in the cemetery beside our high school where neither of us would graduate. He got held back in his teens. I don't know where he ended up. In England, I'd visit the long, straight rows of crosses, an occasional star or moon, a sea of white markers on a blanket of green, young and mostly men falling between 1940 and 1945. Over another knoll further on were somewhat darker markers, 1914 to 1918, an abrupt timeline shared by so many. In Western Ireland, the graves were off the beaten track beside castle ruins and shadowy monasteries, often without roof or row, just stone surfacing through the damp, waist-high grass and wildflowers. Washed out stones beside the more recent arrivals with epigrams and limericks and dates. Like in the pubs, old and young lay side by side in peace. Cemeteries in Mexico were ornate and festive, covered in flowers and wreaths, plastic and real, better maintained than whatever the town adjacent. Crowded, hilly, uneven, a worm-riddled cross beside a gaudy mausoleum, cluttered displays of dogma, Jesus, Mary, like incessant piety might still tip the balance. In the Hollywood Forever Cemetery, I scoured the grounds for famous names elegantly engraved on exquisite marble and expensive stone. Parrots wailed from the towering palms like ghosts of paparazzi past. Douglas Fairbanks Jr. and Sr. had their own putting green beside Dee Dee Ramone playing guitar. Mel Blankstone read, "That's all, folks." Pepe Le Pew sat atop. Mexican gardeners lurked in the shade, smoking that which I had palmed and would relight once out of their sight. In New Orleans, Louis Armstrong Cemetery, we wandered the walled-in site where Easy Rider had filmed and warnings were posted, telling us the place was rife with thieves. Between shadowy alleys, ideal for ambush, we admired the weathered mausoleums, noting recent and historic high water marks, and the odd array of offerings, coins, beads, old dolls, talismans, trinkets, antique bottles, marbles, an old cigar, last night's half-finished grog, to the dead from the soon to follow. Driving across the south, we stopped whenever we saw what looked like an old graveyard amidst billowy willows and massive moss-covered oaks, planted perhaps when these dead were first interred inside those then fresh plastered walls where ivy flourished and a Confederate general held court upon a pedestal, sometimes mounted upon a bronze steed, green with age or envy. In Philadelphia, I'd visit Ben Franklin, a remarkably accessible grave, where I'd take a bottle and commune with various revolutionary others, anonymous, beneath unreadable sandstone, where city sirens wailed through the night like the present was busy keening its own. On Waldron Island in the San Juans, we visited the grave of a gal we both had known. She was a beautiful young woman and had already been dead more years than we could recall, only there was her date set in stone. Tiny rocks circled her grave like a miniature Stonehenge, and wildflowers bloomed at random under a large tree, its leaves already darkening from another summer Taran had missed. I cracked a beer, we smoked a bowl, and sat for a while. I try and visit a cemetery every Walpurgis Nacht, April 30th, when spirits and ghosts will rise and revel in old orgies with witches, where I wait with bottle and smoke and have never seen anything aside from the mottled star-spackled sky and low-hanging wisps of clouds, perfect cover for witches to continue on incognito to wherever it is witches and the rest all go. Thanks.